Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, starring Gordon McRae and his lovely guest, Jane Powell. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another top musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, tonight, for all children everywhere, from 6 to 100, the lovely motion picture star Jane Powell joins me in bringing you a special holiday treat. The romantic fairy tale so beautifully filmed and set to music by Walt Disney, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Once upon a time, there lived a lovely little princess named Snow White. Her vain and wicked stepmother, the queen, feared that someday Snow White's beauty would surpass her own. Each day, the vain queen consulted her magic mirror. And as long as the mirror answered, "You are the fairest one of all," Snow White was safe from the queen's cruel jealousy. But Snow White was growing more beautiful every passing day. And she was as good as she was beautiful. She had one special secret dream that she confided to no one but the birds and the animals.
Want to know a secret? Promise not to tell. We are standing by a wishing well. Make a wish into the well. That's all you have to do. And if you give it echoing, your wish will soon come true. I'm wishing for the one I love to find me by today. I'm hoping.
Snow White stood looking into the wishing well, a prince came riding up behind her on a white charger. He dismounted and smiled at her and said, "Hello."
"Oh.
Did I frighten you?"
"Oh, I must go now."
"Wait. Please don't run away. Now that I've found you, please hear what I have to say."
"With a song I come to you like a troubadour. With a simple serenade, that and nothing more. I have no lute to play, no tinkling guitar, just a song to tell you how sweet to me you are. One song I have, but one song, one song only for you.
wicked queen peered out the window and saw the prince singing to Snow White. And Snow White looked so beautiful as she smiled at him that the queen flounced to her mirror in a jealous rage, raised her hand and spoke imperiously to the mirror.
Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
Famed is thy beauty, Majesty. But hold the lovely maid I see. Rags cannot hold her gentle grace. Alas, she is more fair of face.
Snow White!
Snow White!
The queen summoned her strongest huntsman and told him to take Snow White into the forest and kill her. And death would be his own penalty if he failed. So the huntsman and little Snow White started into the forest. But when they were deep in the woods, the huntsman fell to his knees before Snow White and said,
"Quick, child, run. Run away into the woods. Anywhere, run and never come back. Never come back or the queen will kill you."
And so Snow White ran as fast as she could deep into the forest. At first it seemed to her that hands reached out to her from every shadow and that even the animals pursued her. But then, gradually, her footsteps became slower. And she walked across a meadow in the bright sunshine. And she saw all about her birds and rabbits and deer and raccoons and chipmunks. And they all looked at her with friendly faces. Her spirits rose, and she remembered a song she used to hear the huntsman sing about the palace.
With a smile and a song, life is just like a bright sunny day. Your cares fade away and your heart is young. With a smile and a song, all the world seems to waken anew, rejoicing with you as the song is sung. In grumbling, when raindrops come tumbling, remember you're the one who can fill the world with sunshine. When you smile and you sing, everything is in tune, and it's spring, and life flows along. With a smile and a song.
Get along somehow. Everything's going to be all right, but I do need a place to sleep tonight. I can't sleep in the ground like you. Or in a tree the way you do. And I'm sure no nest could possibly be big enough for me. Maybe you know where I could stay. In the woods somewhere? Where? Will you take me there?
And so the birds led Snow White to a small house deep in the forest. Oh, but you know whose house that was, don't you? You don't? Well, wait a few minutes and I'll tell you. But in the meantime, I'll give you a hint.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, make your troubles go. Just keep on singing all day long. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho. For if you're feeling low, you positively can't go wrong with a hi, hi-ho.
We'll return to the second act of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in a moment. But first, the night before last, the faithful of the little French town of Licry-les-Mines listened intently for the church bells that would summon them to worship on Christmas Eve. The first time these Norman folk were to hear church bells in quite a few years. Burning brightly in their memory was the June day more than 5 years ago when the first American troops arrived, bringing liberation to the people of Licry. It was a joyous, graceful occasion marked by the incessant tolling of the church bells. But the enthusiasm of these peasant people proved stronger than the bells, and the bells cracked. Until this Christmas, a phonograph and amplifier had served to call the congregation to church and prayer. Now, once again, the bells of Licry sound up and down the Normandy coast, thanks to a very special Christmas gift from across the sea. Just 48 hours ago, three bells taken from retired steam locomotives of one of our American railroads were installed in Licry's church. The bells, weighing almost 700 pounds, were presented in a simple ceremony, rushed to New York by train and by ship to Le Havre in time for services on Christmas Eve. Our railroads have made many such gifts of locomotive bells to churches, schools, and meeting houses throughout America. These tokens of friendship, whether abroad or at home, are also symbols of railroad progress. As new and better means of transportation are perfected, our railroads retire older equipment to make way for latest developments in safer, ever more dependable railroading. Yes, the story of American railroads is not only a story of progress and achievement, but one of warm and human interest. For the railroads are people, neighborly people, who take pride in meeting the needs of those whom they serve. And now, here is the second act of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, starring Gordon McRae and his guest star, Jane Powell.
Well, the birds and the animals led Snow White to a little house deep in the woods. And her eyes sparkled when she saw it.
Is there anyone in there? No one seems to be. I wonder if it might be all right to go inside.
The door was not latched, so Snow White pushed it open and walked into the house.
Oh, look! Seven little chairs. Seven little children must live here. Seven very untidy little children, too. Just look at the dirt and the cobwebs. At all those dirty dishes. Why, it doesn't look to me as if they've ever swept this room. I know what we'll do. We'll clean the house and surprise them. And then maybe they'll let me stay. Now, you animals wash the dishes. While you tidy up the room. And you, yes, you, clean the fireplace. What's that you say? Yes, you. That's better. Now, I'll use the dust cloth. Just whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start grinding. Just whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your troubles, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee and the
When the house was as clean as a pin, the little princess went upstairs, fell asleep across the 7 small beds in the bedroom. She was still asleep when 7 little figures came down the road, singing as they trudged towards home.
We dig, 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 in our mind the whole day through. To dig, 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 is what we like to do.
And while we dig, we always sing.
But when you dig, there ain't a better thing than a tool.
Than a tool, you can whistle.
Lights are lit.
Jiminy crickets.
Chimney smoking. Something's in there. Maybe a ghost.
Or a goblin.
Or a demon.
Or a dragon.
I might hear you.
Hey, mark my words. There's trouble brewing. A fella coming all day. My corn's hurt.
Let's go in. Quiet now.
Look the floor. It's been swept.
The chair's been dusted.
Our window's been washed.
Yeah, gosh, our cobwebs are missing.
why, the whole place is clean.
There's dirty work afoot.
The 7 little dwarfs hunted all over the house until they came to the bedroom. Snow White was just waking up.
Why, you're not children. You're little men. How do you do? I said, how do you do?
How do you do what?
Oh, you can talk. Oh, I'm so glad. I saw your names on the foot of your bed, and I've been wondering about you. Now, don't tell me who you are. Let me guess. I know. You're Doc.
Yeah, that's true.
And your name? You're bashful, aren't you?
Oh, God.
Now, don't tie your beard in a knot like that. Your name is Sleepy, isn't it?
How'd you guess?
And you're Sneezy.
That's right.
You certainly have us all figured out.
And you must be
Happy, ma'am. That's me. And this is Dopey. He don't talk none.
You mean he can't?
He don't know. He never tried.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, it's his business, ain't it?
Oh, and you must be Grumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know who we are. Ask her who she is and what she's doing here.
Oh, how silly of me. I'm Snow White.
No way, the princess.
Oh, please don't send me away. If you do, my stepmother will kill me.
Don't you be afraid. We'll take care of you, princess. We'll take care of you.
But that very night when the queen looked in her magic mirror, she learned that Snow White was still the fairest in the land, and that she was in the house of the 7 dwarfs. The queen was very angry, prepared a powerful spell. She took a beautiful ripe apple and filled it with poison, so deadly that anyone who took a bite would fall into a deep, dreamless sleep. As soon as the apple was ready, she disguised herself as a very old lady and started out to find Snow White. The dwarfs were away at work, and Snow White was in the kitchen, dreaming of her prince.
Someday, my prince. I love you. love you.
Yes, I am.
I saw you through the window, and I saw that beautiful child looks unhappy. I'll give her one of my magic apples. See? Here it is. Whoever tastes of it will win his heart's desire. There must be something your little heart desires.
Well, there is someone.
I thought so. Now take a bite of the apple, dearie, and make a wish.
Oh, I feel so strange.
Now her breath will stop.
Oh.
Her blood congeals. And now,
when the dwarfs came back and found Snow White, they thought she was dead. And they chased the wicked old stepmother, chased her to the edge of a cliff where she fell to death. And then they came back to Snow White's side. And she was so beautiful even then that the dwarfs could not find it in their hearts to bury her. Instead, they fashioned a coffin of glass and gold and kept eternal vigil at her side. And the prince, who had searched far and wide for Snow White, heard of the maiden who slept in the glass coffin and came riding up on his white charger.
One song I have, but one song, one song.
The prince dismounted and walked over to Snow White and kissed her. And Snow White stirred, and color came back to her face, and her eyes opened, and she held out her arms to the prince. He picked her up and stood her on her feet. And the animals of the forest and the dwarfs cheered and circled around them. And Snow White kissed them all goodbye. And Prince put her on his charger. And together they rode off to his castle, where they lived happily ever after.
To our excellent supporting cast, Jeanette Nolan, Arthur Q. Bryan, Sam Hearn, and one of the original dwarfs, Pinto Colvig. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. These railroads are your hometown partners. They provide jobs for your neighbors. They buy supplies in your town, and they pay local taxes just as you and I. Thus, the railroads are more than just railroads. They are citizens, and mighty important citizens, in your own hometown. And now here again is Jane Powell.
Snow White fun to do.
Well, I certainly enjoyed it, Janie.
Oh, I hope everyone else did, too. Now, what can we look forward to next week, Gordon?
Victor Herbert's operetta, The Red Mill, Janie.
with an all-star cast of guests. Mm. Jack Smith, Lucille Norman, and Jack Kirkwood.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. I certainly will be listening. Good night, Gordon.
Thanks, and good night, Danny. We'll be seeing you soon again.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next week, goodbye.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was adapted by Gene Holloway and heard through the courtesy of Walt Disney, producer of the full-length cartoon feature in Technicolor Cinderella. Gordon McRae appeared by arrangement with Warner Brothers, producers of The Hasty Heart, starring Ronald Reagan, Patricia Neal, and Richard Todd. Jane Powell appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical On the Town, starring Gene Kelly, Frank Sinatra, and Betty Garrett. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, our music arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the Association of American Railroads. And now keep tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.
The preceding program was transcribed.